flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. It also is Super Bowl week. I mean, it is Super Bowl week, fifth time in Eagles history. They obviously are going to play in the big one. This one in New Orleans, actually second time down there. Teams down there, media night is tonight. Should be fun. Obviously, we'll be all over watching that, digesting it. We'll talk to Elliot later today in the show because he'll be there, obviously. Look, the game is 6 days away. Eagles still a 1.5 underdog. So we got a lot to talk to you about today at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
Your brain is more active when you're sleeping than when you're watching TV.
Maybe. I had a dream last night about Chip Kelly, actually.
No way.
Yeah. What? I did. I swear to God. Dream last night.
I'm assuming after you heard the news that he was coming. What?
I think I heard it. I get a little confused sometimes as late night, early morning. It all runs together for me. I think I saw it this morning when I woke up.
Well, then that's extra weird.
It's weird. Yeah, weird. Weird.
You had a psychic premonition?
Well, I didn't say it was about to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL for the Raiders, but, you know, it's all right. It's, you know, but look, I don't know. The dreams are a weird thing. When you're watching TV, it kind of depends on how good the thing is, because if it's not that good.
You dream of Chip often?
Yeah, I dream of Chip all the time. Chip sitting in a tree. You know what I'm saying?
That really is bizarre. Think about that. If this is a regular thing,
no,
then okay.
Definitely,
but that
not
is
regular.
Out of the blue. To dream of him, and then the next moment, he's in the news for coming back to the NFL. That is noteworthy.
Well, here's where it's very different than the Eagles. I dreamed for my whole childhood for the Eagles to make the Super Bowl, and it took until I was like, I don't know, 27 years old for them to finally get one in my lifetime. Look, they're here again. It's a great thing. Let's get into it today at 215-592-9494. 6 days, obviously, to go. They should be fun. I'm sure for a lot of people, a combination of excitement, and maybe some nerves setting in for you. John, where are you at here with this game? What's top of mind for you 6 days away? Mm-hmm. Super Bowl 59, Eagles, Chiefs, what are you thinking?
A few things. I'm thinking about emotional energy.
Yep.
You know, they need to be budgeting that, and they know that, but the Chiefs are so good at budgeting that emotional energy for this game. So I just hope we're on top of that part of it. We know that the Chiefs know how to manage their emotions, and they just kind of turn everything over to, you know, Patrick and Andy and Travis, they'll handle it. And then on defense, Spags and Chris Jones, they got everything. You know, we've been here before. We know how to do this. They kind of simplify the whole thing with these pillars that they have on their team with this whole process. So We need to match that excellence in terms of preparing and not wearing yourself out unnecessarily. So I do kind of worry about that part, that emotional budgeting, because it's not a natural thing. And you don't really feel it until you get to the Super Bowl. You don't really feel it until you get to that level of competition. It's crazy stuff. I also think about thwarting spags. You know, how do you neutralize those Spags' special plays? We know he's got this knack. You know, he knows when to hold them and knows when to fold them. He knows when to hit you with his best plays that are maximizing the looks against your offense. Your offense, where it's weakest, he's going to take advantage at the perfect time in the game. And you have to know how to neutralize that. I also think with the Chiefs defense, looking at some of the stats, they've in the postseason, they've never allowed a 100-yard rusher.
In this one or the last bunch
In the playoffs. The Chiefs have never allowed a 100-yard rusher in the playoffs with Steve Spagnuolo as the defensive coordinator.
Well, that's probably close to 15 playoff games.
Leonard Fournette had, I think, 89.
That's incredible. I think it's 18 playoff games
is the
number. That's
incredible.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And then when you expand it out even further, like to include non-playoff stuff, just look at this Kansas City defense. You got to go all the way back to week one against the Baltimore Ravens for them to even give up 100 yards to an individual.
Wow.
Period. And that was to, you know, Lamar Jackson. I know our defense is so much better coverage wise than when we met this team in the Super Bowl the last time. You know, so for Patrick Mahomes' sake, I know it's going to be tougher. What he's looking at, it's not going to be as easy for him to take what he wants. But how susceptible are we to the tight end? How susceptible are we to the tight end when I just watched Zach Ertz catch 11 balls for 100-plus yards in the conference championship game? This is Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
Yeah. So that last one didn't bother me as much because I felt like a decent amount of it was fairly late in the game when the Eagles were up. And I think also a big chunk of it was trying to stop Terry McLaurin, which for the most part they did. And so I thought there was a bit of a strategy there. But, maybe. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen through the years at times the Eagles struggle with tight ends. And Kelce, while not at his all-time best, because he is on the older side, is, I believe, the best ever. You take all the great tight ends have ever been. From a pass-catching standpoint, I got this guy number one. I mean, it's extraordinary what he's been able to do. And obviously, he and Mahomes with the connection over, you know, almost close to a decade now. Look, we'll take your calls to 215-592-9494. 6 days from the game, what you're feeling. I mean, I'll say this. First and foremost, for me, it's excitement, obviously. I mean, this is great. Seltzer, I don't know how your voice, how are you going to control your voice?
Oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to make it this week. I'm going to be out of control.
All right, so this is great. We, you know, a bunch of us waited, you know, a good chunk of our lives to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Now it's becoming a little bit more regular, obviously, which is fantastic. I will say I am starting to get a little nervous. I wasn't, honest to God, until this morning. I don't quite know why. I just woke up this morning. Maybe the reality of that, you know, it's all coming up one way or the other. I mean, here's the bottom line. This ain't breaking news. James doesn't have to hit the breaking news center. The Eagles are either going to win it all or they're going to lose in the championship round. I think when I started dwelling on that this morning, especially knowing that, you know, how often our teams, you know, I figured it out this morning. It's 2-11 the last 13 times the Phil, Sixers, Flyers, Eagles have been in the championship round. 2-11. So you just hope they grab the opportunity while they can. The Spagnuolo thing does concern me.
You know, that has no bearing over whether we win this round.
But it has bearing on the psychology of the Philly sports fan.
I understand.
It does.
But it has no bearing on the team's success
with one exception. Mahomes and Reed are on the other side, and they were on the other side the last time. So, you know, that part does have bearing. But I understand your point. Look, the Spagnuolo thing concerns me. The guy's got 4 Super Bowl rings as a coordinator. And in all the games, they've either been a slight favorite or an underdog. I'm going back, obviously, to the Giants in 07. So I think that guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. And if he does this again with a close point spread, he extra belongs in the Hall of Fame. I do, though, come back more than anything to the greatness of the Eagles. You know, when I think about why I'm picking the Eagles, I mean, the trifecta of O-line, Saquon, and defense is the big three for me. O-line, Saquon, and defense. But I'll give you a number 4 that's really big. Jalen not turning it over is a massive part of how this team has succeeded this year. Now, is the challenge greater against the Chiefs? Yeah, it is. Because what Spags does is Jim Johnson kind of stuff. Yes, let's not forget, and I think most people know, but there's probably a few people unaware as we talk about it this morning.
Jim Johnson kind of stuff. Yeah. It's Jim Johnson.
Well, that's my point. I mean,
Spags was on Jim's staff.
That's my point. Steve Spagnuolo came from Jim Johnson's tray. So, you know, all that stuff 20 years ago we were cherishing, he brings to the table. So it's a great challenge, but I love the fact that Jalen has tremendous history this year and 2 years ago, not as much last year, but for a good chunk of his career, not turning the ball over. And I just, big picture, feel pretty good. I you know, some nerves are starting to set in for me, but excitement is the greater factor that I feel. And, you know, rooted in a decent degree, not overwhelming, but a decent degree of confidence in the Eagles in this game, even though they remain a point-and-a-half underdog. John Line hasn't moved at all. I mean, it's
I'm not
so,
sure why.
Well, it's the nation saying they think the Chiefs have a better shot to win. We feel
very
different
small.
Around here. Yeah,
I mean,
very small. No, I understand, good. but it's more people nationally saying the Chiefs win this football game. Look, 215.
It's one of those things that it swings late. People,
no, it might not move, man. It hasn't moved in a week.
People who know what they're talking about can't possibly think that's right.
Well, we thought 2 years ago we knew what we were talking about. We were stone cold wrong. I mean, John, I was more confident 2 years ago than now. How about you on that one? 2 years ago or now? Because 2 years ago I saw little chance.
I think
chance.
We're a better team. I think we're a better team now.
Was that a lesson for you? Was that
ultra
a lesson?
Confident.
Because
no.
It was for me. I see KC right
what
now
do you mean
as
a lesson.
I see KC as worse than 2 years ago, and the Eagles a little bit better, but I don't feel as confident.
That's your problem.
That's what it is. Well, it's a great week. Really is. Exciting time. No question about it. Wonderful to be with you on this Monday morning. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Eagles in the Super Bowl in 6 days. We will be 99% Eagles this week. I do have to ask this question. Because I'm, you know, hearing radio with the update. Like, why didn't Paul George play last night?
He's got a bust. He's got an injured pinky finger.
Yeah, and you need both hands. You do have to use both hands to play basketball. But your shooting hand is a lot more important. And there are four other fingers that are a lot more important than the pinky.
It's just...
So it's weak.
It's so weak. It is so weak.
Brandon Graham is back in 2 months after a torn triceps and surgery.
It's terrible. But anyway, I don't really want to do the Sixers thing, but we all know where we stand. Hey, one thing I do want to address right out of the gate. Obviously, it's been a really rough time in the nation over the last week with the plane crash down in the Potomac, and then obviously over the weekend, Northeast Philadelphia. You know, this one obviously hit close to home, to say the least, and for some people, like, right at home. So, you know, for the people that were on that plane, and obviously the folks in Northeast Philadelphia affected, which are many people, our hearts go out to you. I mean, that was horrible. It was horrible news on Friday night to see that news.
You know, medical emergency plane and
awful.
It was the worst thing to see.
Yeah, I mean, it was just incredible. I mean, it's a little astounding more people didn't die on the ground, because obviously more could have, but just a really, really horrific situation. So I know, you know, for Northeast Philly in particular and those families, you know, we're thinking of you. For a lot of us, we're praying for you, and it's been sad, because the Potomac thing last week, I mean, a tremendous tragedy. And then to see, you know, on Friday night what happened, it's just awful. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. A lot of hope in the air for the Eagles. Obviously not a game to be taken for granted from two standpoints. One, doesn't happen that often that the Eagles are in it. And two, even when they're in it, they're only 1-3 in it. But hopefully they can grab this one. My God, they got a great shot. And I think the Eagles are going to win. Let's go to the phones. Mike and Berwyn right now. Michael, good morning, pal.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Oh,
you bet, Mike.
Our pleasure, always.
You know, I feel confident with this game. But the one thing that scares the hell out of me is, and I don't know how you guys feel, but I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I do too.
And
Both teams specialize in those games, by the way.
And I think it could come down to Jake Elliott.
Oh, listen, that's a tremendous concern. There's no question about it. Or having to work around Jake Elliott. Two different things. He's out there to kick it, make or miss, or it's 4th and 6 and you choose to go for it because you don't trust him. Both are factors.
It's terrifying to think about this possibility coming down to the wire, and, you know, we need... We need 3 points to go up and by a point. Yeah, this is not going to be easy. trusting our kicker.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, as Joe said, it could affect the way Sirianni calls the game.
Well, it should.
Yeah, it should.
That scares me.
Yeah, no, I think that's, and especially with the other guy. I mean, the other dude's a really good kicker. So it's
Butker.
Butker, yeah. I mean, guess he ended an Eagles season with a field goal
Butker
to win the game.
I've ever heard of.
I would agree with that.
It's a common surname, Butker.
I agree. Listen, Mike, you're on the record with a very valid point. There's no question. Yeah, the Butker thing's a weird name, John. I mean, it's just, you know, obviously when he was a kid, I'm sure he got
it. It was the butt of many jokes.
Yes,
you give people the bad name label a lot of times. Nick Nurse, you say he's got a bad name.
Well, that's a different reason, but yeah, yeah.
Butker would be tough. That'd be tough.
That's brutal. Let's go to Leo, Northeast Philadelphia. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Super Bowl week, 6 days away, and I can't sit still. I am so excited to watch this team. I swear to God I am. Since that game last week, I was dying. I actually sat down with my grandson and watched the Pro Bowl, if that's what you want to call it.
Oh, my God. God bless you.
Yeah, well, he's only 11. He liked it, so. But I can't wait for this weekend. When the defense takes the field, my favorite person to watch, who I become known, or I dubbed him and gave him the nickname, my alpha predator, and that's Vaughn, because he is just such an animal out there. I can't wait to see how bad he destroys their offense.
Well, they didn't have anyone like him in the last game. T.J. Edwards was good. I'm talking 2 years ago. But this guy, Vaughn, is playing at a level that, you know, might be the best linebacker play the Eagles have had. It really might be the best linebacker play they've had since Seth.
But it's,
and that's saying
also
something, because Trott was great. But, I mean, this is incredible.
He has the sheer ability, though, that no one has had that we've seen before. This is a linebacker.
Well, Seth had it.
Seth couldn't run a 4.3.
Yeah, but Seth was destructive. I mean, Seth was. I'm not ready to put this guy over Seth Joyner, but he's
this guy
having that
can
kind of season.
Run with anyone better than any linebacker out there, because there aren't linebackers. There aren't guys out there who are this size who can run this way. He's just freakish in that respect.
Yeah, and he makes the tackles when they're there. And when they're not there, he creates them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he just goes through people
it's
for
spectacular.
Tackles. Yeah, Leo, he's a tremendous advantage.
If I can, I got a quick story. My daughter yesterday was working, making some side hustle money for one of those companies where, you know, hey, I'm going to put in an order. My hands are stuck in guacamole. Can you bring it to my house? And she got an order for someone ordered a Patrick Mahomes jersey from a Dick's in Langhorne. She drove there. Dick's doesn't sell that garbage. All they sell is Eagle stuff. So she took it upon herself to substitute the Mahomes jersey for a Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
She drove it to Jersey.
That's gutsy.
She drove it to New Jersey, put it on the guy's door, knocked on his door and yelled, "Go Birds," as she ran away.
So what happened? I mean, that's tremendous.
He's fired.
Yeah, do we know any outcome here?
No.
Well, God bless her. That's
she
great.
Know what happened. The guy must have, and it said right on the receipt she showed me, because at first I thought she was joking around, but it said right on the receipt that the pickup person made a substitution, since they didn't sell that stuff. They didn't sell the home jerseys.
Listen.
Got a jersey for Jalen Hurts instead of Mahomes.
I like her gumption and her Eagles
right
passion.
Happened,
Leo, you got to be a very proud grandfather, right?
Oh, dude! As soon as it happened, I texted her back and I was like, "Honey, you have no idea how proud I am of you and Kate for doing this."
Well done, Leo. Tell her we say well done. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. By the way, it's ironic. It's very ironic that call just came in, because today on our program and through the remainder of the week, you have a chance to win not only one but two very cool prizes. So let me tell you what is definitely on the line today. On the line today is an Eagles hat and a pair of Eagles glass tumblers, along with a $50 Visa gift card. All fine gifts. Eagles hat, pair of Eagles glass tumblers, along with a $50 Visa gift card. But
you have more?
We do have more. Every day this week on our program, we are going to qualify one person at the end of the show who will, in this case, win the $50 gift card and the glass tumblers and the Eagles hat. But of our five winners this week, two of them will walk away at the end of the week with a grand prize, which is a really cool prize. We got one of two grand prizes. We have two different autographed jerseys. We have a Jalen Hurts autographed Kelly Green jersey, and we have a Brandon Graham autographed black jersey. So we got the Kelly Green. We got the black jersey. We got a Hurts. We got a BG. They're autographed by the appropriate party. Like, this isn't one of those deals where Jalen autographed to BG and BG autographed to Jalen. That'd be weird. They both autographed the appropriate jersey, and we will qualify somebody today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And at the end of the week, one person will win the Hurts jersey, and one person will win the Brandon Graham jersey, and we're proud to give them away.
And we want to thank our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, for giving us those jerseys to give away. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Yeah, really cool giveaway. All right, here's how you can qualify today to ultimately win them on Friday. We ask you today at 215-592-9494 for the best scene ever in a movie that involves sports. What's the best scene that involves sports? And here's why. You know, Rhea brought up before the show, the movie The Birdcage, which is not it's not a sports movie, Birdcage, but it's got a sports-related thing at one point that Rhea enjoyed that scene. So we ask you today, whether it's a sports movie or not a sports movie, just some kind of tie-in to sports, best answer that's got a sports-related scene. Whoever provides the best answer is going to qualify for the two jerseys. John Ritchie, when you think of a scene in a movie involving sports, what hits you?
Man. When I was a little kid, elementary schooler, I was a swimmer, as you know. And the only type of bathing suit that I had was a Speedo.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the triple Lindy
The
ultimate dive to attempt in my Speedo at the public pool. It was I was never able.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To attempt it,
no.
It's ridiculous. You're using multiple diving boards and the 3 meter platform somehow along the way. But that scene was so awesome.
Yes, it was,
and it was hilarious. And you know the arm, the fart noise under the armpit thing.
Yep.
As a young swimmer kid, like everyone was doing that. Everyone was doing that, and behind the leg pit too. I don't know if you
classic
were aware
Rodney.
You could do the leg pit.
Yes, I've heard of that. All right, great answer, Seltzer. A scene involving sports reminder: Hurts or BG jerseys on the line.
Mr. Zero knew. Billy Crystal and Bruno Kirby at the Giants game talking about his wife leaving him.
I think Bavaro catches a touchdown.
You are correct,
I
believe. Yep.
All right,
oh,
Rhea.
Mark Bavaro.
Yeah, he was good. He's like Goddard. Goddard, the guy Goddard reminds me the most of is Bavaro.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was fascinated by Mark Bavaro because remember, they said that he would squat manhole covers. Do you remember that story?
I don't.
Oh,
but he
man.
Was a great player. He's
sure
the guy Goddard reminds me the most of.
So tough.
Rhea, a scene involving sports in a movie.
I love Slapshot. It's like one of my all-time favorite movies. The Hanson brothers, when they get arrested and they go to jail.
Funniest scene in sports movies.
I mean,
I think when they first come on is unbelievable.
They're just classic. When they said you get one phone call in jail, call the pizza man.
Yeah, look, there's a ton of great answers. I'm going to go to the movie Major League, and I love this scene. I believe it's in a library where Rene Russo is talking to Tom Berenger. And I guess what, he had cheated on her and he's trying to win her back.
Yes.
And the people in the library start hearing their conversation. And like, it was just obviously, I mean, he was a great player. He reminded me of Dutch, by the way. I always thought
it was based on
Wasn't
him.
Wasn't he based on Dutch?
That's what I always felt.
God. All right. So give us a great answer. A scene in a movie that's got a sports theme in it. Best answer, obviously, whoever provides is going to win the three smaller gifts we told you about prizes, but also you will qualify for the autographed Hurts jersey or the autographed BG jersey. It's all on the line this week. All right, good morning to you. On a Monday morning entering, not entering Super Bowl week, we're in Super Bowl week. This is it. Joe and Hugh, Spike, Ike, and Jack are all going to be out there broadcasting from New Orleans, which is awesome. We love being here and love being with you for the next bunch of hours here. 19 and a half more hours on our show before the game. Definitely hold on tight to that wheel. Let's hope the Eagles do in the second half. Don't screw it up at halftime this time. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two of them today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. First poll question, 6 days before the Super Bowl, do you feel more excited or nervous? A, excited, B, nervous. You can vote at SportsRadio WIP on Twitter. My guess is many more people feel excited, but I think the closer you get to kickoff, I think the more nerves kicks in. So we'll see, you know, maybe later in the week we do that again. We'll see if it changes. But my guess is right now it's a lot more excitement. Second poll question, and this is related to our show. John Ritchie, will James Seltzer get Sly Stallone on our show this week to discuss the Eagles? It's a yes or a no. Ooh. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. He either does or he doesn't. Now, I'm not saying we wouldn't love it in future weeks and months and years. We would. But, yes. I mean, my God.
Yes.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Seltzer, get it done.
It does feel like it's a great avenue, a great entry door to at least maybe lay the groundwork for down the line.
Groundwork, nothing.
Sly,
get it done now.
Come on the show. There's an awareness of our Eagles that branches far wider right now this week than ever.
Correct.
So let's take advantage of that.
I mean, celebrities pop on sports radio shows all the time Super Bowl week.
Yeah, you would think so.
So you would, you know,
everyone wants to rep their squad,
team. There you go. There you go.
Let's see him rep us.
Seltzer, I don't believe in you, but I do love you anyway. I'm pulling for you.
Thanks, buddy. I do believe that you have a great chance to get this done.
Oh, for
I
the
believe
love.
In your.
I've had a great chance for the last 5 or 6 years. I haven't done anything. I haven't done squat ta. All right, let's go to the phones.
I don't know what I believe.
Anyway, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to the phone lines. Darren in South Philly. What's going on, Darren?
Joe, I was all happy, ready to be nice to you, but don't come at my brother like that. You're the hammer. So why don't you pick up the phone, mister? I know Deion Sanders. You'd probably have better luck than James.
Who said I know Deion Sanders? When did I ever say I know Deion Sanders?
You did.
No, I never said that.
Phillies game, I got him, and I got his number in my phone. That's what you told
me. Oh, I might have his number in my phone, but that doesn't mean I know him. Yeah, you got to remember, I got about 1,000 famous people's numbers all in one hit one time.
All right, so maybe check one of them 1,000 people's number and see if you can't get Sly, making it all on Seltzer. It's been 5 years, just like James can pick the phone up, sir. Your fingers and hands work too, sir. Don't come for my brother like that on the Eagles. Anyway, good morning, everybody else. I'm sorry, Joe. Joe likes to take shots at James. It's just not fair.
By the way, Deion's still on my phone. My guess is his phone number changed, but I still got it. I got game.
Anyway, I'm going to get going because my client's about to get in the car. But my movie is The Scene in Rudy. Give Rudy my spot, coach. Put Rudy in for me. And go Birds.
You got it, Darren. All right, good stuff. Is he saying the sideline scene or when they drop the jerseys over the desk? Because two different scenes right there. I think he's talking about when they drop the jerseys over the desk. All the players walk in, want Rudy to be able to dress in the game.
I don't know.
I hate that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Me too.
How do you not like that movie?
It's so overrated. It's schmaltzy.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Oh, I thought it was awesome, too.
Oh, you guys so, are.
It's cheesy, but I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, I knew going in it was going to be, and it was a tearjerker. It was inspiring.
Need some cheese sometimes.
I mean, maybe... Yeah. It sounds like people didn't really like him that much.
Well, they didn't in real life.
And it's possible that was a sarcastic, hoisted, off-the-field situation.
Well, that's not possible. That's exactly what happened. I mean, we know that, you know,
well, that's what we
Montana's
hear.
Talked about
Remember,
it.
Remember, there's was, lots of, yeah, but there's, you know, lots of sides to every story.
Yeah, well.
I don't know that that's for sure the truth.
All right, let's get to Jennifer right now. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
You excited?
Wow.
You excited, Jennifer?
Hi. Good morning. I finally got through.
Thank you for calling us. You sound
oh my God.
Excited.
I don't know the last time I've listened to music in my car. You're the only people I listen to.
Thank you.
That's very kind.
Thank you.
I'm so nervous.
Well, it's funny. I'm not so nervous. I'm a little nervous. But you know, excitement for me is much more the thing. I mean, I think the Eagles are probably going to win. But I will say this. It's like a 55-45. Like, this thing's just about a coin flip.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even talk about it. I'm so freaky with it. I have to go outside. My kids make me sit outside because when I sit outside, they win.
It's cold.
It was very cold during the snow.
How long are you sitting outside?
Is it 3 hours, the whole game? What is going on?
No. When it starts to get close and I'm pacing back and forth. I have to speak. I can't watch it. And they say, go outside, Mom. Go outside.
Listen, that's
and they win. And they win. I sat there with a blanket on. Oh, my God.
Superstition is real.
Oh, yeah. No. Jennifer, you're now taking a blanket to bundle up. Like, this is, it might be going a little far, but
no,
at the same time,
no, they win.
As long as you're staying healthy, I do think you need to keep this up. So,
I agree.
Good work.
I'll be out there. Listen, I've been trying to call you guys. I drive 50 minutes. I work at Temple ER as a nurse.
Oh, wow.
And by the time I get there, I never get on.
Well, so listen, we're glad you made the program. All right, Jennifer, you can win.
What?
Either the Hertz jersey or the Brandon Graham jersey. You got to qualify today. Give me a great answer. Best scene in a movie involving sports.
Sandlot. When he hits the ball over the fence and the dog's there.
Yeah, that's a good answer right there. Jennifer, enjoy the game. Go Birds, and maybe take your TV outside with you, and that way you've got the game and the superstition.
Can I tell you one thing?
Yes.
Can I tell you one thing what
yes.
I'm afraid of or
sure.
what I'm nervous about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The officiating, I'm afraid that somebody's going to take off with the ball like Saquon. And they're going to call holding and call them back.
Well, listen, I mean, that could happen. And Jennifer, good call. I mean, that's possible. Any of this stuff's possible. I think the biggest thing with the officials is just the extra 15 yards for Mahomes that keeps a drive for them alive. That's the big one,
yeah.
obviously.
For the late hit or hands to the face.
All that stuff.
Or the downfield in the end zone pass interference after he heaves the ball up 50 yards in the air. That stuff can really get old.
All of it. All right, let's get to the Got a Door and Window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got a Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of February. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Look, we'll keep the focus from a window to the weekend standpoint on what was going on with the Eagles over the weekend. So obviously, you know, some practicing, but also a bunch of players got on the record commenting on various things related to the game up ahead. And in some instances, the last time the Eagles and Chiefs played in the Super Bowl. Let's listen to Jalen Hurts when asked not one, but two different questions related to the last Super Bowl. Here's Hurts over the weekend talking about the experience from 2 years ago.
What's your most vivid memory of that Super Bowl?
Next question. I mean,
what'd you learn from that and that you can apply to returning?
There we go. I think hindsight, you know, from a perspective that everyone's not really experienced that before, you know, everything that comes with the week, I think that is something that's big, is just being of good influence on the guys that haven't been there before, being able to answer questions and open that door so everyone's that much closer when we go out there and experience, you know, because in the end it's a business trip, and it's an opportunity that we've worked for to have, and we want to take advantage of.
You know, one of the things that has always struck me about sports, because what he's talking about there is experience and obviously trying to apply it to this game, is does experience actually matter? Does it make a difference? There are so many cases where you can point to and say yes. There's so many cases you can point to and say no. I mean, the Eagles beat the Patriots in 17 when the Patriots have been there, you know, in 14 and 16, and the Eagles hadn't been there in forever. You know, none of those guys played. So, I don't know. John, do you think it matters? Because there are
absolutely
cases both ways.
Absolutely, it matters. Absolutely, it matters. We just talked about how important the preparation is, that you don't waste your energy on the Thursday before the Super Bowl. You know, you can be so out of your mind fired up, you know, when you put the shells on for practice, that you go out there like the adrenaline's going, and then Friday morning you're like, holy cow, I'm sore at this stage of the season after practicing. That's awfully strange, and it's because every step you take, you're living a dream. And this week, more than any, you realize that, you recognize that, you feel it. And so you get that charge. You have superhuman strength. this week. You have superhuman speed.
Yeah,
this
I don't
week.
Know. I don't look. I just don't know. There are cases where a team that's been there wins and the team that hasn't doesn't, but then there's tons of other examples.
Being
the other
able
way.
To manage the emotions, it really makes a difference. That is, there are sports psychologists. There's a whole industry for this alone. It really does matter. And because the Chiefs have a great coach, because the Chiefs have a really, I mean, together and under, like, their quarterback gets this game.
Yep.
As good as anyone else out there. Like, so he's a coach on the field. They really do have a great setup.
Look, if experience matters, one advantage Eagles are going to have is they are going to have their most experienced player of all time. It really appears playing in the game. So Brandon Graham has played in two Super Bowls. He's played more games than any Eagle ever. It really, 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 really seems like he's trending in the right direction of play. Let's listen to Lane Johnson talking over the weekend, obviously after seeing BG play or practice a couple times. Here's Lane over the weekend on BG.
How has BG looked so far through?
He looked good. He was out there today flying around. So
talking
mess. So, yeah, man, I was super happy for him. I mean, he talked about it before the NFC Championship that he has, you know, if he won, he was going to have a chance to play. So I know he's excited. Everybody's excited for him. He broke us down, you know, at the end of practice today. So, you know, I think everybody sees what type of player, you know, BG's been and a role model and somebody that's consistently bounced back from adversity. And so, yeah, man, we're all excited for him.
He's obviously playing, John. I mean, I'm at the point where I'll be shocked if he doesn't play.
Of course, yeah. He's going to be out there. Now, it's a strange situation in that Nolan Smith got a lot more reps in his absence. Both those guys now back into the you know rotation. How is that going to look? But this is a lift.
Big
this
time.
Is a massive jolt for this team.
I agree.
Everyone loves Brandon.
Look, I think the biggest deal is actually his snaps. I know there's the emotional side of it, and I'm not trying to discount that, guys, but give me 15 or 20 snaps from Brandon Graham. I mean, the way he played against the Rams right before he got injured, he was playing great football.
Yes.
He's playing great football.
Well, that's a key here, too. Yeah, he's playing his best football, and it's like the most aware version of any player, but he knows what he's doing out there, setting that edge, the run game, setting the example for the young kids.
Yeah.
A big part of why we're so good against the run is he's shown them exactly how to do this. Man, just such a leader.
It's so cool, man. I mean, he's going to play. It's phenomenal. Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
What up, boys? It's Super Bowl week.
How Henry. About that?
So, let's square away a couple of things. Joe, have you squared away your Super Bowl situation with
no,
him yet?
No, I haven't. I'm sure we'll talk about it in the next couple of days. I got to figure it out.
You haven't discussed it with Amy yet?
Well, no. I mean, I was away this weekend, so I don't know what to do, Dan. I really don't. What should I do?
So she's watching it somewhere, and you want to watch it with your mom?
Yes, it's a combination of two things. It's my mom and my brother and my brother's family, but it's also just a small gathering. Like, that's it's two different issues there. Obviously, I'd love to watch it with her as well, right? But
Where's she watching it?
She's watching it with a group of friends, and my guess is it'll be anywhere between 20 to 30 people in one room, and maybe 35. That's too much for me.
Oh, way too much.
This is an Eagles Super Bowl. I mean, this is not, you know, a Sunday in October.
If I were you, and thank God I'm not.
that's good luck.
I would watch it. I would watch it with your brother and your mother and maybe have her come over.
Yeah. Listen, I hear you, man.
That's exactly what he needs to do.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Get her on the phone.
Should I try to get her on the show this week,
Dan?
She's,
absolutely.
We've never crossed that barrier, but, you know.
That way she can't backtrack, you know, when he's getting a fight next time and say, you know, I never said that or something.
Well, we never get in a fight anyway, but I get your point. All right, so I take it under advisement, Dan, and you and I are thinking the same way, and we'll see if I have the guts to just not watch the game with her or if she has the wherewithal to say, you're right, I'm coming to your brother's house. I mean, they're the only two viable options.
So we got that squared away.
Yep.
Now, James, isn't the guy who's like probably the top 20 famous guy in the United States right now, doesn't he come on the show every week, Jason Kelce? Don't you think maybe he has some type of back channel maybe to Sly?
I don't know. I'm not going to outsource it to Jason Kelce. I think he's got a lot going on this week.
Yeah, I kind of like putting Seltzer on the griddle here, Dan. I mean, you'd think after 7 or 8 years, the guy could get one star on the show.
God. I'm just trying to make it easier for him.
I know.
But so I said to James, we really got to accept the fact that in the past 7 years, we've won one Super Bowl in this, and we're going to our second or our third with a chance to win a 2 out of 3 in 7 years. That's insane. That's just something I never imagined us being at. You know what I mean? Like,
I do know what you mean. Yes.
I don't think we're glancing by that, but
no.
I don't
get
know.
Used to
I
it.
Keep,
Dan.
Yeah, I
this,
don't. That's.
I think about the way Howie has positioned this team. A lot of it has to do with incredible drafting. But the youth on the defensive side of the football, our team is amongst the youngest, the second youngest? Second youngest roster in the NFL. We've got starters across the board in those key positions defensively they're just mere babes back there. And this is, it all bodes so well for the longevity of
it's
all
awesome.
Of this,
no
both
question.
Sides of the football.
All right, Dan, a great scene in a movie involving sports.
I had a different answer, but you just brought up BG. I could see Mr. Miyagi, after BG get hurt, rubbing his hands and putting him on his tricep and getting him back in that game. But that scene where Daniel goes back in after Mr. Miyagi and wins the...
So I just need a clarification. The crane kick or the hands clapping together and Miyagi actually puts hands on leg?
I'm going to say the Miyagi scene.
The Miyagi scene, hands on leg. All right, fair enough. 215-592-9494. Look, there's a lot of great answers.